I consider greatest tragedies in America because it changed America forever. And I'd just like to take a moment of silence right now for those who have parted from 9/11 and for the country. So I'm just going to take a moment. Okay, thank you so much for participating, for those that are listening and watching, and we really appreciate it. So now let's try and have some fun on this show, Sherry. And this show has been pretty unique, and bear with us today. We're going to have a little fun today. We actually have some surprise callers coming in. Just want to thank again our sponsors, Elevated Roofing, Bell and Sparrows, and GetBloomly.com for sponsoring this show. Really appreciate it. Last week's show, though, let's talk about that real quick, Sherry, on racism. That was a pretty unique show with all our guests here. It was a different type of...
It was a great show. I mean, I loved it. Table, lots of interesting input from various different realities.
Yeah, I met with somebody, and they go, you really needed some radical person on there. You need, like, some hooded Klansman on there to really shake it up. I think it would have been crazy to have that, but it would have been...
I would have enjoyed that. I could have handled that. And I'm sure, lots of people at the table probably could have handled it.
I think our guests could handle it, too.
I just don't know that I would have wanted to give anybody a voice like that.
Is
that not fair?
No, that's fair. But I just... It was kind of interesting in some of the comments we got about how certain minorities weren't represented. But we did the best we can. For our listening audience only, we only have 6 seats in here. And Sherry and I take 2 of them. So to have... a whole group of people
other
than 4
else.
More would be really tough. So the racism show was interesting. Surprisingly, though, for our audience, we do keep track of our listening audience and our viewing audience every week. From the viewership point of view, the racism show, unfortunately, was one of our lowest shows. But, you know, the lowest show, which is still pretty low, was the HOA show. Wasn't that an interesting show?
It was an interesting show. And what I figured out is people will spend a whole lot of time grabbing about an HOA.
I know.
To everyone, everywhere, on social media, during Thanksgiving. I mean, it comes up to the actual HOA, to management, to their neighbors. But I'm pretty sure the census is everybody actually appreciates an HOA. Because I tried very hard to get somebody who really hates HOA for that show. And we just couldn't. And even during the show, you know, I was expecting call-ins. And there was a lot of talk on other areas of social media. But I didn't find anybody to actually argue that hate to it. So
I think the people that really don't like the HOA are the ones that probably paint their doors like, you know, fluorescent orange or want to do something weird to their house and then get in trouble. And then they hate the HOA because they can't do their freedom of expression. But they don't realize that they actually live in a neighborhood that's trying to keep a certain image, so to speak, so that the resale values of their homes are better.
Well, I would have liked to have had that orange door person on the show that day. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and let's talk about that. You know, for our listening audience, getting guests sometimes is a full-time adventure. As Sherry can attest, because she has to do it most of the time. And we have a hard time on some of these issues. It's just amazing because we have a long list. And by the way, thank you, audience, over the last 13 weeks for the suggestions. I mean, we have a whole list of possible topics like vaping. And we're still trying to find, you know, guests to come on for transgender and sports, which is interesting, and legalization of recreational marijuana. We can't even get...
We're not going to do legalization.
I mean, how many law enforcement agencies have you...
Oh, everyone. And what's really fun is when I would gripe about it on social media and ask for avenues, the first thing people would throw out is the sheriff's departments. Like, I've called every county sheriff's department and everybody in the state of Texas, and nobody will touch it.
And it's unbelievable how... And I talked about this on a previous show, and I know that you, because you have to deal with it more than I do, is we call all these politicians who grandstand throughout their whole political campaign on certain issues, and then we call them, you know, we're not calling them on issues that they're not standing up for, that they're proud of, because they ran on those issues, and then we say, hey, can you come back on our show, confirm how you feel about these issues, and they're like, cricket, cricket, cricket.
Oh, that has definitely been one of the most frustrating situations for me.
I mean, so we are still reaching out to our local and regional politicians. So you know who you are. But if, you know, Legislative Springer, if you come on the show, or Legislator Stickland or Senator Hall.
Everybody that voted against the medicinal marijuana, HB 1365.
I think that would be a great show, and I think our listeners would really like to hear about legalization of recreational marijuana. We know that the country's come a long way with CBD and all that stuff, but to get these guests on the show would be tremendous. So anybody that can help us. And that reminds us, we worked really hard on the vaccine issue. I mean, I can't believe how hard that was to get two doctors on the show to talk about that. And for those who did not listen to that show, and that was on August 15th. That was an amazing show. It was one of our highest rated shows.
Are we going to talk about the shows like this right now? Because if we are, I got a lot to say about all of them. I thought we were going to do chronological.
You want to go in order?
I kind of like order, but we don't have to.
Yeah, we'll go in order.
Sure. I'm not leading it because I'm still working over here.
Yeah, I saw us. So I'm trying to occupy time. I'm trying to get at the speed and throw all these topics. I'm talking to myself here.
Okay, you just said that one show, and I'm like, look, I need a minute. I'm going to need to know.
So it has been really exciting, though, and Sherry and I really appreciate it. In fact, when we first decided to do this, just to give you the genesis of it, I know that I saw on Sherry's cheat sheet, she wrote down Genesis, so I'm using that word.
Good.
So as far as I was concerned, after I lost my election, my re-election for school board here in Frisco, I don't know, I just woke up the next day and I said, I really want to get out there and get people together, because it was just so divisive. I mean, people, you know, I was running on a local election, but people would open up to me about all these national issues that, you know, as a board trustee, I had no say in. But it was amazing to me as I talked to people at their doors, how divisive we were as a country.
Well, that's why they were asking you those national level questions, is because they just need to know where you are in general. Entitled.
Right.
Doesn't matter that the ISD is a nonpartisan race.
Right.
I just need to know who you are for real, as if you could technically know that by based off one or two conversations.
Hey, 5 minutes is a long time at a door. You try that. That's pretty tough.
That's true.
It's tough. But yeah, you know, and that was the situation. And of course, you know, as you watch the news and the, you know, quote unquote fake news and the mainstream media and all this other stuff, I said, you know what? There's really no show on the radio or on air that I know of, and maybe there exists. So that's my disclaimer that there is one that really brings two parties together in the same room to discuss that issue, that disagree with each other, but we can have a reasonable conversation with it. And it's not a debate. It's
right.
Really a discussion.
It is a constructive conversation. I don't like it being called a debate.
Yeah, neither do I. I like it like what we say. It's sitting around a coffee table and just discussing
talking,
issues.
Which is
like what
I like.
We're doing right now.
I know. I love to talk.
Do we have coffee here? No,
I have coffee.
I drank my coffee. But anyway, so it's been really interesting in that we can have these discussions. And as soon as Sherry tells me that she could actually talk about the shows, we could start talking about each one in general and give you the background of where it was and how it came to be. We definitely changed the format after the first show. And we're learning because we were never both on radio. But that's the genesis was, you know, how can we really have a discussion? And the first person I thought of was Sherry Salas, because Sherry has been very active in Frisco politics, and she's always been like neutral.
Oh, totally, you know? Neutral.
Just, and I loved her, you know, her stance was always, I'm just doing this for my community, not for me. And she'd say to me, hey, Steve, I don't even care that I like you. If you mess up my community and my city, then you're out.
This is true.
Right?
This is what I say. I am loyal to the position and I am loyal to my community, not the person. Right now, you happen to be the person that works for the position. And we'll be friends afterwards. And you can ask all the politicians in our local politics, in our local area. They all know the exact same thing, because some I do think are really, really great and obviously will get my support. But no, they know darn well if somebody else shows up, you know, because quite honestly, it should be that way. We should be evolving to be better. And I'm on my HOA board and, you know, I always
she's done with her warm up. Yo, go ahead.
not really. I just have to talk.
Sorry.
You know, I'm on my HOA and I always say if the next person who's ready to do the job better than me, I am ready to sit down. But, you know, there's nobody that'll take the HOA over. But you, as a good leader, I think you have to be willing to do that.
And that's why I thought of you. You were perfect for the show, because even though I knew
Thank
that
you.
We would disagree, that your heart was always in the right spot. And I know it was so funny.
I can be psychotic, but I usually am pretty passionate.
And it's so funny because is anybody on the phone for us, Mark? I am expecting some calls.
Oh, you did what Mark said.
Yeah, because I see something coming up on the screen, but I'm not sure if that's a phone call. He's saying there is a phone call. Who's on the phone right now?
It's Jackie.
Jackie Slagle.
Jackie Slagle.
I'm so glad you called in, Jackie. Jackie's one of our surprise guest calls. Everybody doesn't know. Jackie was actually on our show twice, right, Jackie? Or three times?
Yeah. I want to come back. I'm kind of having a moment right now where I'm like, I need to be there and see everyone.
Jackie, you're just scared we're going to talk about vaccines and you're not here to defend, girl. I know.
She's not defending vaccines. It's pro-choice.
No. Well, just defend what she stands for, not defend.
The vaccine.
Yeah.
Got it.
I
right.
know.
Jackie, you were amazing. Go ahead.
I hear I've kind of stirred it up on the show. You've gotten a lot of feedback on this.
Ugh, all you have to do is say the word vaccines.
It's amazing.
They love me, right? Everybody loves me. All the major news outlets, like, they just are my biggest fans, right?
Yes.
I can't believe how controversial vaccines are. I mean, we're just, again, discussing the issue, yet we've got people on Facebook that have blocked us because we even wanted to talk about it.
Blocked us. So the big thing we've been facing in the last 2 weeks, you know, we've talked about this with the censorship issue, but they are now actually censoring anything we say that has the word censorship. And they are also blocking any of our hashtags that now say vaccine injury or vaccine reaction, because evidently they don't want us talking about that. And so for us, this is a big problem. Again, it's so much bigger than just the vaccine issue. If we can't even have discussions on vaccines, like, we have a major problem here in America.
I do agree with you, too, because, and I didn't want to talk about that really on the show. I did want to get your opinion on what you thought about the show. But since you bring it up, I mean, in Sacramento, California, just the other day, for those people that don't know, Representative Pam out there, state legislator of California, is proposing a mandate for adults to be vaccinated.
Yes.
So, I mean, when is...
Well, you know, they just virtually eliminated even medical exemptions in the state of California. Now they're going after adults. I suspect that homeschoolers are going to be following very close behind. I think they're going to go after the homeschoolers as well. And again, coming back to, we should never shut down this discussion. At the end of the day, we really, whether you want all of your vaccines, none of your vaccines, something in between, we need to start thinking for ourselves and asking the critical questions of who's best to make this decision. And for me personally, my family, I want to deal with my medical provider. And I really hope here in Texas, we can stand strong on that.
Wow.
Well, and I have to say that that's been partially because everybody a little bit knows now, even though I'm supposed to be a moderator and not have a position, I am pro-vaccine. And this has been frustrating.
Whoa,
for me.
Whoa. You can't say that on our show.
I didn't mean to. You know, I wasn't going to. It was never the plan, but I had to put it out
right,
there
I'm
so much
here.
After the show because there was so much local talk that it just kind of had to happen. So what's frustrating for me about that is we have to have the conversation because so many other people are willing to have it. And we can't just sit back and keep saying, well, we're just going to act like that's not happening. We're not going to act like that's happening. And then sit back and be mad about what happens because we refuse to talk about it.
But what's really good about the show, getting back to that, and I appreciate your thoughts, Jack, and stay with us, is that at least this show gets it out there, the information for, you know, that there is, first of all, a group like Jackie's. That's important for people to know who want to have that option to have a choice. But to know the seriousness of the vaccine issue, whether you're for or against vaccines, I think as Americans, we should have the right to discuss all these things open and let the people really decide. Again, that goes back to some of these other things that we've talked about on the show. On personal situation, is it better for the whole, like people on the pro-vaccine say, well, you know, this is best for the all, you know, for everybody. I mean, you could take it a relevant position that someone told me the other day, whether you agree with it or not, is the situation in China where they limit women from having X amount of children because it's best for the country, best for the people. We limit you to one child. You know, is that how we want to be with vaccines? Is that how we want to be with anything in this country? And that's why it was a good issue for us to bring up. Again, I'm not going to give you my opinion in the show. But
I already put it out there so much because
you have me here give you my opinion. So I can tell you.
Oh, we're losing you there.
Yeah,
Jackie.
We are. Well, we probably need to cover some other shows too.
All right. So we're going to thank you so much
for
calling in, Jackie. We're going to try and get you back on the show. Thank you so much.
You guys are Yeah, hey, so much for having me on.
No problem. Thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, Jackie.
Bye-bye.
That was a nice call, wasn't it, Sherry?
It was.
Oh,
it was.
She was awesome. Go ahead. You're up, Sherry. You got your list going. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to start from the beginning. Let's talk about the arming teachers, Carrie.
Yeah,
arming teachers.
That was a good one.
That was another one. We got a lot of kickback. Like, it's non-topic. It's a mute point. Da 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 da. Okay, well, can we still have a conversation about it? We're all adults here.
I know. And you know what? It's interesting for our audience to know. We reached out to Anna ISD because they do arm their teachers.
Right.
And we were trying to get two teachers. You know, people like, you need to get two teachers on the show.
We tried. But I did find out in their defense, a lot of them have to sign contracts that do not allow them to show that they're carriers, like that they carry. It has to be like a privacy clause. So you're not going to be popping up on a radio show that, you know, we want to broadcast.
That's true. That's true.
Everywhere.
But everybody knows that they that they have
one teachers. Cool conversation we had at a coffee shop here locally when we
All
were
right,
meeting
that's
for
right.
We were having a meeting on another show. And I started chatting because you know how much I hate to talk.
Yeah, she doesn't talk at all.
Chatting with two retired officers sitting at the table next to us and was sharing the show. And one of them said something I have no idea why this has not been discussed is why do we not contemplate rubber bullets? Guns. I don't even know what they're called. Guns that shoot rubber bullets or the balls, the rubber balls.
The rubber balls.
Why can't we give those to teachers, you know?
Would that really stop somebody with...
Well, it's better than some of the other crazy stuff that's been suggested.
True, but, you know, that never came up.
I'm just frustrated that it's not in the conversation. Somebody should be telling me why it's a stupid idea. Because to me, it sounds pretty logical.
But we do want to have another show on the arming the teachers with two teachers. And we're diligently trying to get guests. So if you are a teacher or know a teacher...
Yes.
That is armed in the school, and it's part of the protocol of that school district. Please contact
Would
us. We'd
love that. Throw down
the
red carpet.
But that show, just to show how our show evolved over the first 13 shows, is we gave each person, like 7 or 8 minutes to talk about themselves?
Oh, yeah, that was...
We had to learn from our mistakes, and that was way too long. And thank you for our audience for chiming in and telling us. But that show, just so you know, we didn't know what to expect, how many people, how many listeners we would get. And we hit almost 800 live listeners, and we had an additional almost 2,000 listeners via the app and other means through podcasts. So thank you so much. That's how the show started, because we actually were going to do a pilot, right? We were only going to do 4 shows to see what we were doing.
Oh, yeah, we were. We were supposed to wait and see how it goes.
We're trying to get some guests. And then the second show with Prayer in School. That was interesting, right?
Yep. That was another one that everybody was kicking back. Why are we going to talk about it?
Oh, but getting back to what I was saying, when I asked Cherry to do the show, I was always perceived as the red team guy.
Oh, my gosh. Right? Oh, we need to talk about that part of this process.
And how about how you weren't listed as a co-host and people weren't going
to... Oh, my gosh. When we first started out, see, a lot of people don't know us, but Steve and I have known each other for a long time before he ran for the office position for school board here. Way before that. And so I know him and his family personally. And it was just so frustrating when we first started because we both agree it was born from you losing and having, you know, you don't have to do that. And you came up with this baby, which I am so grateful for. And it was so frustrating because nobody could believe that it really was just legit. No, there's an agenda.
He wants
no,
something.
That big, bad red team member.
Yeah.
And I'd be sitting there going, people that know me, because you know me, I'm like an open book. No. And I'm so glad that finally we've done enough.
13 shows, I think I've shown that I'm pretty impartial.
Not only that, all of some of the groups that you have liked and joined to just try and get the word out.
I know. I am a proud registered Republican, so I will say that on the air. But I do appreciate everybody's perspective. And when I was elected officially, even though we didn't have political designation, I met with everybody, every group on the blue team, the green team, whatever team you
did.
On, because I want to hear what you have to say. I'm not locked in to my ideology. I like
right.
to hear what people say. I do lean Republican, and I'm proud to be a
Republican.
You
are a Republican, but what's cool is because I don't lean either one. I always say I don't speak party. I can have a constructive conversation with you, and it's amazing.
Exactly, and that's what I love about being on the show with you, too, because I know that both our feelings are true, and we respect each other for it, and that's what the show is really about. And so, and it was just so funny.
Early on,
they thought
just
you
like,
were like a shill on the show.
Yes,
right?
I will say, I was frustrated. It was a little, it was disappointing from the beginning because people wanted to put their regular labels and not be open.
But the first part when they said, how come you're not listed as the co-host? Why are you just guest host?
I know.
That was my fault, audience. So I just figured she was our guest host because I really didn't know how long you were going to do it for anyway. But
I just wanted to talk on the radio, in general.
You know, Sherry is my equal partner on the show, and I am proud to have her here. And she's a major contributor. She does a lot of work behind the scenes. I want to thank you for that because I could never do what you do to help the show. So thank you so much.
You.
I want to stay on air.
Same to you.
I had that as a little note. But
thanks. You had to write a note.
I had to make sure that I hit that. It's like when I was running for politics, the first time I won an election, okay, the first election I ever won back in New York, you know, it was a big crowd because, again, it was like my first election here. I was an underdog and all this stuff. And the person who supported me brought me up and I went around and I said whatever I had. And I realized at the end that I never thanked my wife.
Oh no.
Yeah. So she was
Marianne, I know you're listening.
And I love her so much. So she was so right and I was so wrong. So after that, ever since, whenever I'm in a situation, I always thank my wife first.
Yay.
Just to make sure that it's acknowledged. So I just wanted to make sure that I thanked you for doing everything that you do on the show. But go ahead, what were you gonna say, Sherry?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to move on to prayer in school.
All right, so prayer in school we had Brandon Burden on, and we also had at the time, we had, who was the other side?
We had Michael Ray and Brandon Burden. And they are perfect examples. I love both of them because they both are very strong in what they believe, both very opposite, and just sit down and deliver so much information.
Hey, hold that thought. Mark, somebody just told us that they lost the signal on the show. Just double check that on your side if it was just that listener or two. He's saying we're good. So go ahead, Sherry.
Anyway, I really like that they both were able to come in and talk about something that was so touchy, which is religion. And you know what else I realized last night doing my notes for this show? You know, back in the day, this really makes me mad. Back in the day, we told ourselves we can't talk about religion and business and in public places. Like, it just wasn't good. Now I feel like because we've evolved, you can talk about religion every day. I find myself every time I make a Christian comment, I'll say, I don't know if you're a Christian, but da 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 da, because I want to be respectful, even though I am proud Christian. It seems like vaccines have taken the spot.
Back to the vaccine talk.
And we are because it takes me back there because the reason Michael and Brandon sit down and have such good dialogue is because I think it is acceptable for us to starting to be all inclusive of other faiths because we've learned that we kind of have to.
Yeah, if we're going to go forward as a country, we have to realize a lot of differences. I mean, even though you might not like somebody because of the way they look, again, back to the racism show, but, you know, I think people have to just respect other people's views. And I think you're right on that, whether it be religion, whether it be vaccines, whether it be EMFs, whether it be 5G, whether it be gun reform, all these topics that we talk about.
I love that conversation with Michael and Brandon, but Michael did say something that I wished I had caught on to and said back is, because I feel it is a disconnect for a lot of people. Not Michael Ray. I know you're listening or you will listen. Is even though people that are not Christians don't think they have a soul, there is nothing they can do about me thinking they have a soul. And we have to kind of understand that because it's almost like you're applying something to them that they don't want you to apply. And I totally get the frustration in that, but I'm not going to stop doing it. So,
right. You have to be who you are, right?
Yes. And yeah. And that's a part of my faith. So I really thought that was when I was re-listening and, you know, I was like,
that soul comment was deep.
It was really deep because it needs to be explored because I do think that's a huge part of the conversation anyway.
And yeah, just take a break on that and not a commercial break, but We people don't understand this. We wanted to give you some background also to the show, which we're trying to do as we recap, is we stay in the studio for almost 30 minutes to an hour. Ooh. With our guests. You know, you think these guests are so far apart, you know, just on the topic level, but they stay here and they talk.
And they all walk away being so happy about it.
They get each other's phone numbers and kind of
yes!
The fluoride show is specifically with Regina and Dr. Nereldon. They were here for almost an hour after the show, just talking and discussing.
All of them always have such. I wish we could record the show after the show.
We should have that, you know, the show after the show. I think some
Oh my gosh.
Shows do that.
But and I've also had it said to me that it seems like with our hour, once we get going, it's like just as we get going, the show is over.
Yeah. In fact, Mark, someone's trying to call and they say they're getting an extension for some reason. He doesn't know why. So caller that's trying to call in, it's 877-337-5844. It should come straight in. Just please try again. We'd love to talk to you. Another special guest caller trying to come in. But it's just really cool how the show is not only on air about discussing these issues, but that the guests themselves appreciate each other, especially the two doctors. And we'll go back in order. Yeah. But so let's go through them. We're going through them kind of slow here. The vaccine show, the first one with our previous guest caller.
Are we going to skip kneeling?
We have vaccine and then kneeling, right?
Oh, I don't know. I guess
I have them in order, but it's okay. I don't know.
Well, there's a reason that mine aren't.
Okay, go ahead. So let's talk about kneeling.
No, we can talk about vaccine.
The vaccine show with Jackie was really, it was the only show we really had with only one guest.
Well, so, and the reason is because we were naive. I was in thinking we would be able to get somebody for.
Right. Well, she was like for choice. So she was against the vaccines, wasn't for the vaccine. She just wants us as individuals to have that choice. So how do you get someone to come and say, no, you don't have a choice? That's kind of...
But that's not what I was just trying to get anybody that would come on to advocate for vaccines.
And she was a great guest, whether you liked her opinions or not. I thought she was really good. She was very knowledgeable. And you know what? Whether you support her and what she does, I think to have people in this country that are so passionate about certain things is just really nice. It was nice to have her on the show. And again, we brought her on the show as a guest host and just shows, again, how vaccines, the topic, is so critical. We had some doctors who were fans of the show who said that they weren't going to listen anymore.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yes, we did. So, we had a lot of people, and I've been blocked on Facebook by somebody, I think, because of this topic. Because,
no, not forget the topic. Remember, we had Jackie guest when you were away. We had Jackie guest.
Oh, yes, because I was gone. And I was on vacation, and Jackie was, you know, she came in, and she was so articulate. And she participated, and we were new. What was that, like, her fourth show?
Yeah, I think she came in on the property tax show.
Oh, my gosh. Like, we can't even have a human being in here. It's not like we gave her the platform during that show to talk about vaccines.
She didn't talk about vaccines at all, yet some people decided not to listen to our show because of that. So it's kind of funny because we're not trying to be that controversial show. In fact, some of my friends say, you need to bring in really radical people, get your ratings really high. And I said, you know what? It probably would increase our ratings and really would help us, but that's not what we're about. We're here really to have a legitimate type of show, not a Maury Povich show.
Right.
You know, where we
Jerry
have people,
Springer.
Jerry Springer throw them, you know, well, yeah, you son of a gun, and, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. So we want to have people that actually have discussions that people want to listen to. In fact, most of our feedback has been, thank you so much for even talking about this, because nobody's talking about it, and it shows that two people can get along. So our caller that's supposed to be surprised gone, she's having a hard time getting in. So keep on trying.
Hey, I was just going to say, I've just tried it 5 or 6 times. It works. So if you're going to call in the 877-337-5844, just hit 0 and it'll get you. It'll ring directly. But they're just getting my directory service to hit 1 for address, 2 for this.
See. So hit 0, caller.
Yep. And it'll come directly to us.
I'll just tell her. Now that you know it's a she.
I don't know how it throws off people. It's, you know, we're in the 2000s. I was going to say 1900s. We're in the 2000s.
We are in the 2000s.
Yeah.
That's true. So, Mark, you are correct. Maybe we should have a discussion about the 2000s. No, just kidding. So we're going to take a break here for her sponsors while hopefully our guest will call in. You'll signal us, Mark. So this 14th show, can't believe it. Is sponsored by our premier sponsor, Elevated Roofing. I mean, these guys have been with us since day one. I mean, how loyal can you get? And I met these guys doing my roof, actually, James Honeycutt. We hit it off. Actually, I met James a year before my roof when I had my floors were being redone. Lord. Has nothing to do with Elevated.
But I thought you said your florist, like flowers. No, I was like, where's this going?
That's getbloomly.com. We'll talk about that in a second.
Oh, Lord.
But I know, I feel like one of those guys from the Truman Show, you know, as they were just walking around and they'd zoom in on a product to talk about something. So Elevated Roofing, I actually met James Honeycutt. My floors were being redone because my refrigerator had a bad leak. And we had to redo all our floors, and I was living at a rental home up in Prosper while my floors were getting done. And James was actually down the street. So I ended up talking about who knew that a year or so later I would use his services for Elevator Roofing. But Elevator Roofing, tremendous company, professional. If you ever need a roofing company to really do a free consultation, look at it. I mean, these guys know roofing like no others. They're probably the largest in North Texas. They do everything professionally, from even, you know, cleaning up after the site to making sure that your vents match your roof to making sure that your fences are painted and the nails, which are very critical for your car tires, are picked up off the driveway, off the lawn. They do the full service. And again, they're not your roofer that comes to your house and knocks on your door after a hailstorm. They come, you know, you call them, they come. And the reason why I'm getting interrupted is I understand that our caller is finally on the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
So let's take our call, and then we'll do the rest of our sponsors. Is that okay, Sherry?
Works for me. I'm ready.
So who do we have on the line now?
Hello there. Hello. Good morning.
Whoa, we got a little echo there, but it's Regina.
Yay, Regina.
We love Regina. Are you cooking us any breakfast this morning? I know people don't really, I don't know if they heard the show, but Regina is a professional chef, right, Regina?
Well, I'm a private cook. Uh-oh. How can I help get rid of this echo?
I don't know.
Is your radio, are you watching live? Do you have it turned up?
Nope. No. I have nothing on at all.
It's a little better right there.
And I'm on.
Oh, there you are. It's a little bit better.
Well, anybody that didn't listen to the show, we had Regina on the Fluoride Show on July 25th. And that show, by the way, is still our second highest rated show, Regina.
I like that show. I talk about it a lot.
That was a great show. And people, you know what? I'm sorry to interrupt you, Regina, but it was amazing that people didn't even know that fluoride was an issue, you know?
Oh, I'm one of those people. Like, y'all tossed it out as a topic when we were trying to put down some topics. I'm like, what do I need to know about fluoride? I mean, come on.
And so, how's it going?
No, I've had friends that says, well, isn't it good for your teeth? You know, isn't it in toothpaste? I know. They don't even think about it. It's been kind of a silent subject for quite a while, and it's just been continued for decades without a lot of discussion, unfortunately.
Well, I'll tell you, from that show, the one thing I walked away hands down without a doubt was what the doctor agreed, was that all the testing is done on an 8 glass per day consumption.
That's right.
And a lot of people make me angry because they want to put fluoride in the same lane as vaccines, and I don't agree. I do not agree at all, because one is put into our water system regardless. We have no choice. Like, and it's everything, and it's not really measurable, whereas a vaccine, you know, it's measured. So that really makes me angry. The other thing is because the tests were confirmed that it's an 8 glass a day consumption. And that, I just don't think that's responsible.
Well, the thing that always got me about fluoride, and I'm not taking a position on it, but fluoride's a chemical. So
it's a poison.
Yeah, I mean, if you've ever seen when I was doing the research for the show, okay, they showed these guys in the white suits,
you said that.
With the hoods, and they're the ones putting the fluoride in the water. I'm like, whoa. You know, it's got the bone and the skull and bones, the crossbones. And I'm like, wait a second, they're putting this in our water and they won't even touch the stuff. So, but I really appreciate the perspective. And there, didn't you and Dr. Nereldon, have you stayed in touch with each other?
Yeah, she had told me that. I said, because during the show, in her mind, she had it all settled that what she was teaching her students was that it is safe and effective and all that, and that the studies have been standalone studies and nothing that she could really, want to defend. And I said to her, there's some new studies coming out. Will you look at them? And she said she would. So we gave each other our phone numbers. And I did give her the most recent study. I sent it to her, and she said, thank you, Regina, very much. So I believe that she has a good heart. I even told her that. She says she's a mother with some boys, and she wants to do the right thing. It's just she may have been believing the story herself, because when authorities tell you and you don't have a whole lot of time to look into it yourself, you just believe it, because who would think that something so terrible could have been continuing all this time? You're gonna say, oh no, those must be cranks or kooks or conspiracy people, or, you know, but it's not it's not. It's science. Yeah, science has shown that it's been a problem for quite a while, and it's conclusively in the study that came out in August, it lowers the IQ of mothers that drink the fluoride in the optimum amounts. It's not like they're even getting too much. It lowers the children's IQ by up to four points, which is horrible. So I think, and I'm hoping, I'm going to give her some time to digest it, because this study, it eliminated all the confounders. It's a very, very respectable study in the journal, the JAMA, G-A-M-A. It's the Journal of Medical, I'm bad with acronyms and all that, but it's a very, respected journal. And the people that were putting it in the journal knew that there was going to be a lot of controversy, and that so they did two and three more studies on it to confirm it, so that when it came out and it was going to get some backlash from the dental associations, they would be ready for why they put it in their journal.
Well, you know, yeah, absolutely, and we appreciate the update on it. We don't want to spend too much time on each subject, and we appreciate that, but we do want to get you back on another fluoride with Dr. Noralden and see if her view has changed, or, you know, if you guys have gone back and forth any new update. I think fluoride is very interesting. So
that would be fantastic.
But we appreciate you calling in.
That's what needs to happen.
Thank you so much, Regina.
Thank you, Regina.
You were the greatest.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Stay in touch.
Here.
So while we have a moment before we have another caller coming in, and Mark will signal me when it's ready, let's hear about Bell and Sparrows, a new
sponsor. All right, I'm going to jump in because we do have one of our regular watchers who...
They don't want me to do the sponsor on any women's issues, but go ahead.
He was being facetious.
I know. He's a good John. You're a good guy.
I know you are. And he's a loyal watcher, so I'm in.
And it just shows how political diverse we are, because he's a blue team guy.
I know, hardcore.
And he still likes me. So
this is true.
So go ahead.
Okay, so Bell and Sparrow. This, I really should probably be covering it, because it is a little near and dear to my heart. Two women, Lindy Griggs, Tiffany Savage, you know, they felt led. This is a faith-based company. And, you know, they felt led to reach out to women that are marginalized. And they've created this great brand called Bell and Sparrow. And basically what they do is they just go out and they advocate, and they bring message to women that are hurting or in a position that may not just be ideal. And they do a fabulous job reaching out. I know they do a lot of work with a local group here called Genesis Women's Shelter. And
that's where I saw the Genesis. Yes, I thought you were talking about the show.
Yeah, no. And, you know, Genesis left testimonials. If you go to their website, Bell and Sparrow's website, you can read the testimonials.
What's this ungala they have?
I was fixing to get to that. So, and this is one of the biggest things I want to bring up, is they are having an event on September 20th from 7 p.m. to 10:30. It's in McKinney. And I love this. It's called an ungala. So if you've ever been to a gala, you have to get all dressed up. You have to go buy a dress.
So this one, you go to naked?
And their verbiage literally says, we don't care how we can get you there.
Okay.
That, yes, please put your cocktail dress on if you want. But their main goal is to get you there. And so,
awesome.
And this event is meant to raise funds for Bell and Sparrow to continue the fabulous work that they do for women. And actually, the work they do is not just local. They are local, and they're also global. They mission. They do so much beautiful work. Go to their website, visit, check it out, and try and go to the gala. Tickets are there. Get on there. Get a ticket.
It's an amazing organization. I read up on it. I'm glad that you promoted it today, Sherry, because you did a much better job than I did. But the best way to get a hold of them is through their website at Bell, and that's B-E-L-L-E, like, you know, like Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Bell. So Bell and Sparrows with an S .com. So that's Bell, B-E-L-L-E, and Sparrows with an S .com. Please help this organization. They can use your donation. They are a great, great organization for women in need. So BellandSparrows.com. And before we get another call, which is going to come in any second, I'd like to notice or recognize our third sponsor, Bloomly.com, or GetBloomly.com. They are a local North Texas company, young entrepreneur going out and setting up subscriptions for your home or your business, where he brings fresh cut flowers weekly, biweekly, or monthly. He actually talks to you to see what you like, what looks good in your home or your business. He just closed Cartier. Do you know the Cartier store?
Oh, no way. Oh,
that's
nice.
In Highland Park. So if you're ever in, I see we have a phone call coming in. But if you're ever in Highland Park and you go to the Cartier store, you will see GetBloomly.com. There are flowers in that store. So seriously, you want to get something for your wife, you want to get something on our subscription, get Bloomly. That's BLOOMLY.com. And all of our sponsors are on our website. So if you forget who they are, go to our website at commongroundtx.com and you can hear our old shows and you can also see our sponsors. And we have a phone caller. And who's on the phone now?
Steve-o, it's Brandon.
Brandon Biden, whoa.
Hey, Sherry, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
So Brandon's been
good. Actually, I've never called in before. You sound better in my headset than even on my computer. I like your guys' voices on the air.
See,
I
you
have
sound
a whiny
worse.
Voice.
Brandon, you sound worse, buddy. You got to get off the phone.
Okay, I'm hanging up. Goodbye.
So Brandon was on two of our shows. He was on the property tax show, right?
In prayer and school.
Yeah,
the prayer and school.
Yep.
You know, you kind of had a hard time there, honestly, buddy, on that prayer and school show. But I think you bounced back well on the property tax show. But how did you enjoy being on the show? What are some of your feelings about what was said and where you are today? Real quick, without you doing the platform thing.
Don't do the platform thing.
Obviously, property taxes was more of my favorite just because that's more of my passion. I was well versed in it, but both were great. I enjoyed having those conversations, and I love what you're doing, man.
And I know that, you know, there's rumors out there that you might be running. So if we do have, and this is not just to Brandon, but I'm letting all the politicians out there.
Oh my gosh, yes.
We're going to be doing a lot of election coverage. I was going to do in the last 5 minutes of the show, talk about that. But we're going to do a lot of election coverage on this show. And I know
Unbiased. And I don't care
coverage. How
it gets sold when we get ready to do it, but I will be sitting right here defending it. We'll be unbiased.
And I know that we do have a national listening audience. I know that some of these areas of expertise would be city council here in Frisco or state legislature. I know they won't affect you, but you will enjoy our debates because they will be so different. Not debates, discussions.
Oh, yeah. You used that
sorry,
word.
Sorry, the bad D word. But it will have really set forth questions and unbiased questions. And we will get to have you. We will make it so that you, the audience, will know the difference between the candidates. And if there is no difference, then I guess you're going to have to see, you know, why one over the other. But we're working on our next show. Hopefully the next one will have three Democrats running for TX or state senate, right?
Yes.
U.S. Senate.
It's U.S.
I think it's U.S. We'll let you know. But we're going to do a lot more elections. So that's Brandon. I heard that you may run. And if you do run, are you committed to come on the show? That's where I was going.
If I do run, I am committed to coming on the show only if we can take the gloves off.
Of course. That's what we want.
We want constructive conversation. Let's get it real. I'm so tired of everybody just.
And anybody in the North Texas area, the reason what we're going to do in these election show is, you know, they have these forums and they seem to get the same people there. And a lot of people don't want to go. They don't want to drive to someplace and sit in some audience for 2 hours. You could listen to our show on podcast. So you could listen at your own convenience and hear about the candidates. But Brandon, thanks so much for being a guest on our show. We loved having you.
Yes, we appreciate
that. We appreciate you spreading the show, which you have. I see it on social media. Thank you so much. And thanks for everything, Brandon.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. I'm sorry to rush everybody. We're just running a little behind and we want to get through some of these shows. So I think we talked about some of these shows just by some guests. The funny thing with the term limitation show with... Jack Wyman and Jason Maracek is when I said Jack Wiley, you know, like,
right.
I know that's so funny when I couldn't even remember the guy's name, but I have a problem. I call Sherry something every time.
Yeah, you really do. You have.
And then back on that HOA show with Drano and Ross Crawford, I walked out of that show going, oh my gosh, was that a terrible show or what? But we did get a decent audience out of it.
We did. But that HOA show proves why this show, I think, is ideal, because it full-on proved that everybody just wants to sit and gripe on social media and gripe about HOAs, but they're not necessarily against them and or willing to do.
Right.
And that's frustrating for so many people that are working on the HOA. So I guess my message to the audience on that would be, when you do have a frustration, don't just sit there and pound on your community. maybe go find an email address, maybe a phone number to your management or your HOA lead, and maybe have a conversation, kind of like what we did on the show.
And that brings me to a really exciting show, was that Vaccines Part 2 with the two doctors in the house with Dirk Rodriguez, Dirk, and Dr. Jim Meehan, who came in from Tulsa, right?
I liked both of them.
Amazing guest, and to hear the differences from where they're coming from. Medical doctors, because you know we got a lot of hits on that. Oh, you know, you're not bringing in experts on each side.
Yep,
we had two experts here.
They had big resumes. Remember, Dr. Dirk served and was. And then Dr. Meehan, where did he go to school? He went to.
You gonna make me look up the resumes
I'm
now?
Sorry.
I don't remember what, but they were so knowledgeable. And
West Point.
Oh yeah, that's
you
right.
Can't. I mean, that was and I'm not saying just because he went to West Point. I'm just saying these were not just people we pulled out of the woodwork, and they were both fabulous.
And they sat here again. We talked about this before, but they sat here for at least an hour after the
show. Yes, we did. And you know, I asked Dr. Dirk if I could speak to this because it was something that was said after the show that I just thought was so profound, and again speaks to the show is. They were both chatting it up and they, you know, it was really fun to listen to them. And Dr. Dirk offered up and he even said, Dr. Meehan, I know you can agree with me on this. Back in the day, we would go to our conferences. I forget what they're called, doctor conference, whatever. And he says, we'd go and this is where they would introduce new findings, new research. And they would stand on a platform and they'd share it all. And then we'd sit there in the audience and we'd yell out. I can't say that word. You know, he was like, we would be able to chew on it and challenge them what they're delivering to us. And a lot of people would do that in the audience. He says, nowadays, they go to these things. There is no platform. It's not really provided to them. It's just handed to them. And I quote, from the ivory tower. And, you know, it wasn't. And he says, and there's no challenging. It's not open for discussion from the other minds sitting in the audience that are there. I mean, so that kind of speaks to the situation.
And again, give Dr. Dirk a lot of credit because we tried so hard to get a pro-vax doctor. We spoke about it on the show. I mean, we went for weeks calling doctors all over the place that would put on their personal website how pro-vaccine they were, and then they wouldn't come on the show. So I got to hand it to Dr. Dirk and all those people that are, for some reason, hesitant to come on our show because of an issue. That just shows. You know what? We are a fast show. We did not take sides in that show. And Dr. Dirk got to state his position and so did Dr. Meehan. And it was a great show. It's our third highest rated show and it's still growing in listenership.
And Dr. Dirk, actually, I asked him if he thought anything should be contributed. And his advice is just talk to your doctor. And if you need to, get a second opinion. But his position is just talk to your doctor. Don't just go Dr. Google.
And I want to bring those doctors back with Jackie. I think to have the three of them in the room would be kind of interesting.
I told you after the show I needed to have a show where I could be across from Dr. Meehan.
That would be fun.
I was ready
too.
To go.
But then
because Dr. Dirk wasn't as politically informed. And he even said that. He wasn't as politically informed as
I have to say they were both gentlemen. And
they were amazing.
I mean, Dr. Meehan did get a little upset a little bit at one time. But I gave him the hand on the shoulder. And it's okay. So for those people that just listen, we keep our guests. We tell them it's all so. By the way, not many people know we meet for a half hour before the show
and we ask
with our guests to come because we want them to see that the person that they're going to be talking to, discussing with, are human beings just like them. And it's okay to have a difference of opinion. That's really helped the show because you could see before they even start talking to each other when we have Matt Prunetta in. You could just see the hesitation,
yes.
Like what's going to happen here. And then after he spoke with, who was he on the show with again? He was on with.
He was on twice.
No, Matt was on once. Matt was on with.
Maracek.
Yeah, Jason Maracek. When they were on the show, it was different because they actually spoke to each other for a while before, you know, they come on a show. So that was really good.
So they were doing immigration.
Yeah.
And
that was a good show, too. And I think our audience appreciates the topics that we bring up because, again, nobody's really talking about these.
Oh, wait,
things.
You didn't know they were all leaning to the right? Did you not get that memo that we're so awful because all of our topics are just.
And talk about leaning to the right. We have our fourth special guest calling in
oh,
right
Lord.
Now. Caller, who's on the phone?
Good morning. This is Michael Ray.
Michael Ray, thank you for joining us.
Michael. Wait, you said right.
I said leading in because Michael's laughed. Know. So I figured, hey, it was a great segue. In.
I know.
Michael, you were an amazing guest. I really appreciated you coming in and speaking the way you did and how passionate you were about prayer and stuff. And that was great. I know that you're
active. He always brings the info, and I love me some info.
We got to get him back on the show.
Yeah, we do.
How'd you enjoy the show, Michael?
I thought it was great. And in fact, I really enjoyed, just the conversation going back and forth. We weren't in agreement on everything, obviously. You know, every guest in the room doesn't agree on everything, but it was a really great format and it was a really good conversation. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, and I said to Brandon tongue in cheek before that he didn't do a great job on that show, but I was just kidding him. But that was a great discussion going back and forth with you and Brandon. And I really enjoyed your perception on things. And I love reading about some of the stuff you also do on social media. I just get a kick out of your position and how passionate you are and how knowledgeable you are on a lot of issues. So thank you for being in the community.
Yeah, that's what I like. When you're bringing it, bring it.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. That's what Michael's a perfect example where I don't agree with
a lot of things. Right, exactly. Right, Michael?
But I respect everything you say, Michael. I mean, you and I met while I was running for re-election. And I respect a lot of things. I actually agreed with a lot of things that he was saying. Maybe have done it differently, but agreed with him in principle. But thank you so much, Michael.
No. Thank you for giving all of us an opportunity to have a voice and have these conversations. And the show just keeps getting better and better.
Hey, Michael, I have a question for you. Our racism show that we did last week is kind of just sitting there. It really hasn't been viewed. And I'm wondering what your take might be on that. You don't really have to answer it because it could be 50 gazillion different reasons. But I really liked that show. And actually, that was the show that we got the most odd feedback. And when I say odd, I mean like people that are not around Steve and I that reached out and said, hey, I liked your show today. They had never done that before, but they said they liked that one. Do you think it's
I thought it was the best show you've done. I thought that panel was the best panel that's ever been on the show.
They were so amazing.
And that's hard for me to say because I wasn't on it. But it still
that's funny.
It still was the best panel that you had. Here's my opinion on that. That's a topic that a lot of people, almost all of them look like me, don't like to discuss, don't like to read about, don't want to hear it, don't want to acknowledge it.
Don't want to know.
To just stay away from it and not actually watch the show, not hear those voices from people who see it from a different perspective and live it on a daily basis. Unfortunately, there are too many people right now in our country that they're going to keep their head in the sand because that's where it's the most comfortable place.
I hate that I cannot argue with you. I'm really mad about that because it is frustrating that, I have a saying, I don't like when my dots don't connect.
You say that.
I do. And the dots don't connect on that one because how much crap did we get from vaccines? Oh, sorry, Mark. I mean, oh my God, the world is coming to an end because Steve and Sherry have let vaccine people on the show.
Right.
And I get it. That's a massive topic. But this is also something that, hello, it's racism.
This is right in stage, like right in front of us. Every single day is racism or discrimination.
I know. And that show is just sitting there. I'd rather people watch it and tell me it's stupid or dumb or irresponsible.
Yeah. But if you're not the target of racism, if you're not impacted by it, because you're not impacted by it, you're actually, whether you like it or not, the benefactor of it. That's a tough thing. That's a tough thing to hear. And if you hear it and you absorb it a little bit, now there's some onus on you to do some work, and that's not something most people want to do.
Yeah. Well, like, it makes you responsible. When you know, then you have some responsibility to it.
True.
And that's
I didn't mean to put you on the spot on that show.
Tough thing to absorb.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot with that show. I just know that you and I had chatted about it. And
thank you so much for calling in. We only have about 5 more minutes. We want to talk about a few more shows. But thank you, Michael. And we have to get you back on the show in the future. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. You both keep up great work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So we only have like 5 minutes left. I did want to talk about the vaccines part two, but the gun reform show.
Yeah, I
gun
need
control
it.
Show. That
was a great show. Like, oh, I vote Jarrah be in charge of the NRA. Yeah. I know a lot of other people might not agree because she's not.
Mark likes that.
Too. Oh, yeah. Like, she was so knowledgeable and so reasonable. We need more of that.
It's so funny. Did you see her on social media?
I love her.
She has a post. She's smoking a cigar.
Yeah, I did. Oh, my gosh.
My gosh. She was amazing. And, you know, she presented, she didn't paint people with guns as being
she
these like
didn't.
Real
and you
radical,
know what? She's very into calling her own out and making them say, hey. Because if you follow her on social media, you listen to her, you can hear her
saying... We had a lot of Carmen bell rings with her.
We did, because she's, in my opinion, reasonable. And I could go on and on about that conversation.
And Lauren was very reasonable, too.
She was.
And
it was
to hand
a great
it for,
show.
For a city councilwoman to come on
she
the
did.
Show.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
Stay in her position. Thank you so much,
yes.
Lauren Daugherty. And it just shows that you are, so far in our young career here on the radio... You stood by your position,
100%.
And that's all. And people, politicians, take note. We didn't ridicule her.
Nope.
She got to say her fair share, and you know what? She walked out of here, you know, feeling good about her position. And her and Jarrah spoke for a while after the show.
You know, I spoke with Lauren afterwards, and she will. She probably did get crap for doing that show.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm sure because she shared. I mean, so, and I'd read before the show some of the stuff she had dealt with from where you know she. The city that she represents. The thing about that show is we need more of that because quite honestly, she represents everything that I am pounding my head against trying to get people to come on the show is she is in her position. She won and she came on this show and she stood her ground regardless of what she had to lose. And you know what I've heard over this period of time trying to get guests on? I can't stand this statement as someone who's loyal to the seat, not the person.
Yep.
Is... Well, he can do that because he doesn't have anything to lose.
Yeah, we've heard that a lot from elected officials.
It's not about retaining your spot. It is about representing and protecting what your spot represents. Am
right.
I wrong, right. audience? Please, someone call in. Someone post on Facebook.
Let me call in right now.
I will be more than willing to be told, shut up, Sherry, but...
You're so true. I mean, these politicians who run for office, they stand and say this, that, and the other thing, and then they get to office and we say, hey, can you tell us about this, that, and the other thing? And they go, no, I don't want to lose any possible votes.
Or they're quoted in articles, which is very popular because the media sells the articles, like it's sensationalized, but the articles are always one-way conversation. There's no one there. I mean, well, always in an article, never fails, a good journalist is going to have this position and that position. But they're just words. They're not being challenged. Sorry.
And I hate to
hit a nerve.
Yeah, you know, I understand. And we only have a minute left. So I'm going to give you. I know it went really fast. So the last 30 seconds, Sherry, before I sign us off, tell me, you know, your feelings on the show for 13 weeks. Like, what's your impression
I'm
of where we are, where we're going?
Every bit of this. I wish other people would get on board and just relax a little bit because I do think the public wants and is ready for something like this. And they can forgive imperfections and they can forgive mistakes. They're tired of having to deal with crap. I was going to say another word or another. Yeah, they're tired of the crap.
And that's it for this show. The recap show was brought to you by Elevated Roofing, 469-200-0582, Bell and Sparrows. And getbloomly.com. We thank everybody for listening. Everybody's been supporting the show for 13 weeks. We will surprise you. Go on our website to see what our next show is. Thank you. God bless everybody. Thank you for listening. And please share our show. Take care. Bye.